the situation as highlighted by Age Action with regards to this invisible barrier that they're talking about that has been created for older listeners. They're saying the digital first policy by the GAA has resulted in an invisible barrier facing some county supporters, particularly older ones. Almost 40 games for this season have moved onto streaming platform run by the GAA called GAA Go, which requires subscription to view the games. €79 will give you 38 games in the championship exclusively on GAA Go, just over €2 per game. You can buy a 3-for-2 bundle, you can buy a club pass, a commercial pass for €300 as well. Those are some of the prices that are quoted. But with me on the line is somebody who is objecting strenuously to particularly what happened over the weekend. That's Deputy Danny Healy. Danny, you got in touch with us this morning. You're not happy with the fact that Tipperary and Cork, huge game in the Munster Championship, wasn't available free to air. Is that right?
That is right, Johnny. But first of all, I just want to sympathise with the Clifford family, Dermot, David, Paddy and Shelley, and the tragic loss of their mother, Ellen. And I just want to say, myself and Eileen had a joyous occasion with Dermot and Ellen in Kinmare, your own town, celebrating the All-Ireland win last year. And it's so sad, and we can only imagine how hard it is and how hard it was for the two boys to play yesterday, and they did play wonderfully. But we really appreciate the family, we really appreciate Ellen for bringing these wonderful fellas into our scene and into our lives, and she'll be missed by everyone who knew her. And she was a wonderful, charming lady, and so proud of her boys, as we all are. And they're going through a really tough time, and I'm glad just to get this opportunity to say those few words.
Sure, yeah. Indeed. Danny, Tipperary and Cork.
The thing has gone haywire altogether, Jerry. When a game like that, which is one of the major events in the calendar year for the GAA, and I feel the GAA are letting supporters down. The RTE, our national broadcaster, is letting supporters down. All we see of that game, for people that couldn't go to it, and I used to go to Munster Hurling Finals religiously, because, as you know, Kilgarvan is a hurling area, and Kinmare as well, and lots of other parts of the county. But there are people who live for hurling. And to think that we couldn't see that game, and there was another one last week, Limerick and Clare. And they're not doing justice to hurling. And like, we know that it's only been played in a number of counties. But at the same time, people all over the country and people outside of the country love the game of hurling, because it's a tremendous game with the skill and effort that players put into it. But to think that now, if people want to watch these, they must subscribe some other subscription. I don't mind how small it is or whatever, but it's not fair that it's not been getting the recognition from RTE, and I feel we should be pressing this more. I mean, people were able to see the coronation of King George, and we wish the man well.
King Charles III,
we wish him well, and wish the English people well. But hurling is old game. It's the longest traditional game that's been played in the country, going back hundreds of years, going back way back. And to think that it's being demoted like this, that's what I feel, it's being demoted off the screen and off our screens. And to think then on Saturday that Captain Martin had a big article in the, she's our minister, by the way, that's responsible for sports or whatever, or for
media,
television. That should go after people for not paying their TV license. God Almighty, I want to ask them, What is on the television that we should pay a TV license for if we haven't these top Munster games on available to people when they switch it on? I know people that tried different places in different towns to see this game yesterday or Saturday evening, and they couldn't.
And no
they
joy.
Couldn't access it anywhere. And it's just not right. And people are angered. They're outraged all around the place, in our own bar and all the different places that I met them yesterday at the county fair and different. I think it is absolutely ridiculous that the and there's football games being left behind as well, and it's they're all games, they're all national, they're all heritage, they're what we're proud of, and to think that we can't actually see them in the television.
You're referencing. Look, it was revealed over the weekend that almost 15,000 people were ordered to appear in court last year for not paying their television license fee. And that was a failure to cough up the €160. And Catherine Martin, answering a Dáil question on it, basically said, look, you know, we need to reduce evasion. And issues a number of reminders to evaders. It's a last resort to go to court, but people need to pay their licence fee. You're saying, why should they bother if they're getting less? You're seeing it as less of a service.
That's what I'm saying. What are we getting? All repeats of programmes of films that happened maybe 50 years ago. That's all. That's on the bloody thing, no? And we can't see the current games that are on, and we're supposed to be trying to promote hurling. I mean, the GAA is down in this too.
Well, Danny, what do you say, Danny? Look, years ago, they said it was in 2018, there was a fraction of the live games available. You can, if you get on with the GAA Go and watch it on RTE and maybe TG Car as well, see more live games than ever. 31 live games on television and the RTE player. The Joe McDonagh Cup final, the Talton Cup semi-finals and finals, there'll be 11 Camogie games on. Yes, 38 of them are behind the paywall. You have to sign up for GAA Go. It's only €2 a game. What would you say to the argument that, look, if you put the effort in and you sign up to GAA Go, you'll be able to watch games whenever you want? What's your response to that?
Look, we know of what people are saying about that as well. It's not the same as watching when an RT produced game where the commentators are commentating and all that, and God Almighty, they're paying fellas €400 and €500 a year, presenters or producers or whatever they are, and they're looking for trying to grab €2 just for, you know, it's kind of putting people, you know, like they're kind of trying to. What's the word? They're trying to screw every last thing they can out of people, and if we're paying a TV license, and
that should be all you have to pay to watch your GAA games. In your mind, €160 a year.
That should be the first thing in my mind, anyway. That you should be able to see is the current GAA games and Cork and Tipperary produced back over the years. Going back to the foundation of the game, they always produced a wonderful game,
yeah.
And I was honoured myself and privileged to have seen many of those games live in Turles and Parkycreeve. But to think that people can't see them now and they're paying a TV license,
all wrong, says you. Okay, it doesn't make any sense, Danny. We're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. That's Deputy Danny Healy-Ray.